Hello again there, folks. So one of the things I like to do from time to time is look at the photos taken by local photographers here in Northumberland, more professionals and amateurs. I don't really matter. I just love to look at the way they take photos of the landscape, and I find them really beautiful. And I was looking at a one of Hadrian's Wall, the Roman wall, which goes across all the way across England. And I discovered something quite poetic and beautiful about it when I began to mull it over. Now, obviously, I'm fascinated by Oswald Spengler and history in general, but what the Roman wall represents, the obvious one, is that the furthest north that the Roman Empire would ever go. But the Roman Empire itself is just a part of classic civilization. So you've got which began with the ancient Greece, Hellenic Greece, and then it really describes the classic world, the civilization which clustered around the Mediterranean. Carthage would be in that, and then the biggest and the sort of the most powerful of them all would be Rome, which came out of that as well. So they all belong together, and the Roman wall, Hadrian's Wall, was built like actually quite late into the Roman Empire, and in terms of the classic civilization, very late, well into its winter period. And the Emperor Hadrian himself was something of a restorationist. So you begin when you've got this kind of spiritual essence and something coming together in ancient Greece, and then you go through these various stages of civilizational development. And you end up with into the winter stage where you get Rome, and then you go into the winter stage when things begin to break down a bit, and you get this second religiosity, as Spengler called it, where you begin to hark back for the old times. And Hadrian was like that. The Emperor Hadrian was actually much more like what you could describe as a traditionalist in the context of Rome. But Rome itself was a strange one to compare with Greece, because they weren't as philosophical, they weren't as artistic as the Greeks at all. They instead had this much more pragmatic and practical way. They were much more realist in that way, and it's hard to find anything of more pragmatic than just building a gigantic wall across a whole country, because you find the people to the north, the Picts, the wild Scots, to be a bit too much to handle. But that in itself speaks to a sort of late civilizational development where borders and walls are where, in this case, the Romans have said, this is it. This is as far as we go, and then you switch over into a defensive mode. This is a big thing in the West now, but people don't seem to put it into that kind of context. But if you're then in the position of building walls and borders, you're in the defensive mode because you're trying to keep people out, and so you're no longer the civilization that's to be feared. You're trying to protect what you've got. In the glory days of high culture, you are the one which scares everybody else. Everybody else is wary of going into your territory because you've got this fanatical zeal and energy about you. But what I found really poetic about this then is that you've got this late stage classic civilization of the wall, and it's in going across Northumberland. But then we enter into the sort of the second part of this equation, so which is what you see in all of these photos. All of these photographers have done the same thing, and it's that they've got the wall contrasted with like these gigantic open spaces, especially with the sky. And so that of course is the infinite and perpetual motion is the motif, the primal form of Faustian civilization. But Faustian civilization hasn't yet arrived. Christianity is not yet here. The people aren't really in a coherent mode. So what you find though is that the infinite space in this case, it's in Northumberland, that is there. That's there in embryonic form. And you can see then that it's like the wall and the classic civilization is in a way passing the baton over to the civilization which would be Western civilization or Christendom, which would come and rise. And what's fascinating, of course, is that Western civilization and the infinite would be something which recurs again and again and again throughout the course of Western civilization. So that those infinite empty skies there, a little bit 900 years later or so, when it had arrived and when it was really getting energetic and it had got into its culture phase, it had found its own spirituality, its own artistic voice, then you'd see that you'd have all of these cathedrals kind of screaming up into the sky. And then onwards we go with the invention of machinery. Everything's moving, everything's changing. There's also this obsession with time and clocks on every in the middle of every town centre. And then further on again, there'll be actual aeroplanes going through the infinite space there. So you really get into the Faustian thing, really comes alive. And then eventually the interspace itself, even the sky, wouldn't contain Faustian man. He'd break through the sky and send spaceships, shuttles, and satellites up into space as well. And then you've also got the across the infinite expanses of the oceans, deep down into the measuring the Marianas Trench, 9 miles down or whatever it is. Faustian man across the infinite plains of the American prairies, across the outback, always heading out into the infinite. And so here, what I find so beautiful about these photos of the Roman wall is that you can see where the two of them kind of meet. And even though the religion, the spirituality isn't there yet, it's a kind of symbol of the infinite. Of Faustian man was there waiting, and the classic civilization kind of touches it and says, well, this is as far as we're going to go. And at the late stage, classic civilization, they find themselves, Hadrian, building the wall, that this is as far as we go, and we are in the realm of the infinite here, and something is going to come out of this, and it would be Faustian civilization. And what's another sort of layer to this is that when you have you move Faustian civilization itself on, you'll see that America and Rome equate to each other. So you have in the first stages, you've got the Greek find the real metaphysic and the real spiritual voice of the classic civilization, and then it shifts over into Rome, but slightly morphed, and the religious symbolism, all of it pretty much is copied from the Greeks. But you get this where it's slightly warped a little bit, and it's not quite the same. It's more like a replica. And what you have is in Rome is it's much more materialistic and pragmatic. And so you see it obviously in these giant constructions, straight roads which just head over everything. But then when you get to Faustian civilization, you see the same thing happening again, and you get America. You get America is the new Rome, and you even see it in buildings like in the White House and all of the neoclassical kind of architecture that took hold there. But then in the context of infinite space in Europe, we got the cathedrals which pushed up through the sky. Well, that was religious Christianity, so it was spiritual. And then in the America, what you get is the skyscrapers in New York and such. They're doing the same thing, but then in a more materialist form. So in the same way that the Romans did with the Greeks. So these things repeat on and on, and you can see. And now, of course, it's kind of covered the whole world, which is a big problem, which I've got into before. It's replica of a replica if you look at the Chinese cities. But what just to get back here, what we can see is these photographs here, viewed in that way, are kind of like the two things meeting on and the one thing passing from another. But the Faustian civilization hasn't yet arrived. It isn't yet come into being, but it's then in an like a sort of embryonic form, and something quite magnificent is going to come out of that as the Roman Empire and the classic world faded away, and you see here one thing leading into another, though they would be classed as two separate civilizations. So just some thoughts on these quite beautiful pictures there. Thanks for listening, folks, and I'll catch you later.